is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an...
Conversations with Plants with Gloria Terry.
Gloria is a certified quantum touch practitioner and Reiki master who uses her healing to help clients, animals, and plants. Get ready for more stories of transformation. Welcome back, Gloria Terry.
Happy full moon, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm Gloria Terry, calling in from Berlin. Yeah, the full moon is having an effect on me. I've been very excited this week, and I just having a headache yesterday. Yeah, it's been a lovely week, actually. Thank you for tuning in for today's show. I'm glad to be here at this time and space to talk about plant consciousness. On today's show, we'll talk about the conversation I had with a plant, a barrel cactus plant. It is fascinating to know that we are not alone in the universe. There are planets we might not know about, but exist anyway. Where there is life, they said, there is consciousness. In today's show, we'll talk about a dark planet and a little bit about the cactus or the cactus plant. And in this show, they help us to understand that a planet of this planet, what we'll be talking about, is a planet of conscious emptiness. And I think it took me time to really grasp this, but we'll get into it. My show is about creating awareness on the consciousness of plants, and it runs every 2 weeks. That is every 14 days on Thursdays at noon Pacific Standard Time or 9 p.m. Central European Time on News for the Soul Radio. You can find me on the homepage at www.newsforthesoul.com. When you get to the homepage, you see so many other presenters or hosts. And you scroll down and you find my name, Gloria Terry, Conversation with Plants. When you click on my face, it will take you to my profile. And in my profile, you see other menus to click on, and you click on the archives to see my other previous shows. Although in every show, I always make reference to the last show, but sometimes the shows are linked, and you can see how one topic led to the next. Okay? So you can always go back and search the previous shows. So, I am a certified practitioner of energy healing, a channeler, and a telepathic communicator with plants. What all this means is that I facilitate healing of the body and the mind through the practice of quantum touch. Quantum touch is a technique by which we heal the body from the quantum field. And the sacred practice of Reiki, I mix these two methods, and both methods use life force energy to facilitate healing. Channeling is a form of communication between physical and non-physical entity. I do that too. Telepathically communicating with plants is something that happened to me when I was experimenting with quantum touch as a step to becoming a certified practitioner. And that changed everything. Everything. My life just changed from that. Yeah, so everything just changed. I was searching a lot and asking a lot of questions. And since that day when this thing happened, I felt as if I have a medium where I could get most of the answers to my questions and ask even more questions I didn't even know I needed answers to, questions I thought I didn't think about, you know. Everything changed since then. I feel now like I have friends, so I don't see plants anymore like just bodies of plants, but bodies of a life form that accommodates or that contains different entities that are existing with us, humans, in this planet. You know, it has given me a broader perception of life to make me understand that whatever we see in the movies is actually, I think the reality of life is actually more dramatic than it is in the movies. I think so. The movies might give us a little information about the real thing, but the real thing is more, has more volume, has more, is broader. The reality is broader than whatever it is that the movie show us. Okay? That's what I think. I think, yes, and that's what I have experienced too. So it's more like a realistic movie, actually. Yeah. Anyway, in today's show, we'll talk briefly about cactus plant, and I'd like, as I said, about a dark planet in a state of conscious emptiness. I don't know what that means to you. I don't know what it will mean to you or how you will interpret it, but follow me on this show so that you will see where I'm going, okay? Because I tried to understand it. I understand it maybe to an extent, but I think some of you will understand it better than I do, because I'm sure there are a lot of you there who have had information about things and will better explain it and better understand it than I do. You know, yesterday I had a channeling forum with a very private forum with a group of people, and from the channeling, somebody kind of explained what the channel said. And the way she explained it was so full, like full in meaning, than the way I understood the channel, okay? This person kind of used her own understanding and her own educational level, like level of education and level of awareness to explain it. And when she did that, I felt like, yeah, awareness, our level of awareness help us to understand certain things. So this is what I got from this conversation I had with this barrel cactus. And I'm sure some of you that are more aware than I am will understand it better than I do. And no matter how I explain it, these things are energetic. So I'm sure your subconscious will understand whatever it is I'm going to say, or however it is I'm going to explain it. I'm sure your subconscious will understand it, and your subconscious will interpret it in a way that you will understand, okay? Some of these things are difficult for me to grasp, you know. But anyway, that's why we are here, right? So if you have any question or anything you want to say, if you feel like you need to enlighten me about something, please always email me. Email me, not Facebook. It went down the other day, okay? So I don't rely on that. I don't trust it anymore. So please email me and let me know. I am open to questions and to insight from you. All right. So I'm going to dive right into the conversation now. So, yeah. All right. So after greeting this plant, which I've been very excited to meet. After greeting it, we went right in, right, straight in into the conversation. You know, those small talks I get sometimes with plants, this one just went right in. And it said, when I asked it if other plants, like, related to it about the things that I do, because this is the first conversational session I had with this plant. So when it responded as if it's already aware of the things that it is going on in this apartment, okay? And then when I asked if the other plants have related the things, what we do here, like, what we do with other entities that are in here, in the body of the plant, it said yes, but not like in human way, it said. It's more like a transmission in a vibratory way. The plants, as you see them here, appear differently from others. And then I asked, how do you mean they appear differently? Okay, and then the plant said the vibratory frequency is different from others in your environment. Although they communicate with one another, here they seem to be a larger source. You have so many kinds of light coming in from here. Now, when he said that, it was difficult for me to understand where it is coming from or where it is going. I didn't get exactly what it meant. And then I asked, I said, what? What, like light vibration? I was trying to understand what it meant. And then the plant said, I don't know what to call it, but the feeling is different. We know what is going on. We know what is going on, that's in the plant level, okay? They know what is going on here in this flat. And it said there is a merging of vibration coming from here, okay? And then I noted the word merging and coming from. So I said, if I understand you correctly, the vibration from here, as in from my flat, is different from other places in my neighborhood. Yes, it said. So this makes it feel differently, as in there is light coming into my flat and emitting from here to other places around. And he said, and beyond. It's like a source of a certain kind of homely vibration. Now I got confused, really confused when he said homely vibration. And I said, homely vibration? Like, you know, I didn't know what this is. And then it said, I don't know how to explain it, but we know what's going on or what you have been doing with spirits. We are aware of it. Now, this was when I got what it meant. Okay, I understand the fact that because I have so many plants and I'm aware from my experience that plants embody other spirits. They embody entities from other places, from other realities, from their other existence. And just like the human body, which is earthly, embodies spirit from many places or direct from source, the same thing applies to plants and every life form on this planet. So when it said that, this was what I got. And then I said, okay, and should I be concerned? And the plant said, no, oh no, don't even care. Like, don't even bother about it. Just know that we, the other consciousnesses, are aware of you and all this exchange. That will be exchange of information that is going on here. Okay, I exclaimed. I thought we all are always exchanging something. And the plant said, yes, of course. But you are aware of it. Awareness makes the difference. Now note that, because it's going to come out again somewhere in the conversation. Awareness makes the difference. Okay? So once there's awareness in a thing, it changes the vibration of that thing. Okay? I think we're going to explain it more in details, because after the session, after typing it, the thing is, anytime I'm typing the session after writing it, when I'm typing it, I kind of relieve that experience to understand it. So then my mind, my human mind, begins to analyze, to understand it in human way, so that I can communicate it to you in a way you will understand as much as I could. So this thing about awareness is going to come out again in this conversation, because it will come full circle back to this. So in other words, awareness makes a lot of difference. Once you're aware of a thing, you shift. It's like you evolve in that thing. You know? All right, let's go on. And then I said, oh, I exclaimed, I see. I think I understand. All this communication between and amongst us is being seen by other consciousnesses. They see these transmissions, and this vibration is, and the vibration is different because I am aware of it. And this awareness on a conscious level makes the light appear differently. Yes, in a way, it said. There is a difference, but don't worry about it. It's just good for everyone and everything. Okay, thanks for letting me know, I said. I have been excited to meet you one-on-one, I continued. I'm glad to have a cactus here. I used to have one, but it died some years ago before all of this began, before all of this conversing with plant, or before the whole energy thing and spirituality of this type began. I had a cactus and it died. So many plants have died in my hands. Oh, my Negute. All right, so tell me, I said, why does cactus have thorns? I asked. It makes us appear differently, isn't it? It said amusingly. Just kidding. Yeah, this one is funny in a way. The thorns are meant for protection from attacks. It is a survival mechanism. Or mechanism. We grew in the wild before we started becoming house plants, okay? Although they are still in the wild. We accumulate a lot of water to survive the dry seasons. We have to protect ourselves from animals so we could preserve water until the rain season comes. The rain seasons take time, so we need water to sustain us. Without the thorns, we will dry out. That means we will dry out if an animal suck up the water out of us. Okay? Hope you understand that. So they are protecting, they use their tongues to protect themselves from attack from animals. Because without that, the animals, you know, cactus has a lot of water in it. So without that, the animals can eat them up or, you know, suck the water out from taking a bite and suck it all out. So they use that to protect themselves. Okay, so I read something like this in The Secret Life of Plant by Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird about, they didn't write about cactus or cactus. They just said something. What was said in the book was that I think it is the writer who said that he only need to tell the cactus not to grow thorns because it didn't need to be afraid. It didn't need it for protection because he, the farmer, would not harm it. You know, this is how he had a relationship with the cactus, and I don't remember if the cactus grew without thorns in his experience. I don't think he went that far with this with saying this. So, but anyway, it was from the book that I first knew that cactus, they grow thorns to protect themselves. But there was nothing more about that after I read that. So then I decided to get a cactus, sort of ask the cactus, because I like to hear from the plants before I actually go Googling them or YouTubing them, okay? So after the plant said that they protect themselves from animals, I said, I see. And then it went on and said, some animals are immune to the thorns, that they can bite through it and get all the water they need. If the water is not toxic to them, actually it is a defense mechanism. Every life form here has one. This is ours. Okay, so I didn't go so deep into it because now that I know, the rest can come from the internet. So I didn't go so deep into it anymore. And then I said, oh, I see. I'm told that cactus is one of the plants that make up what we call aloe vera plant. Oh, long time ago, the plant said, during the time of the, in quotation, experimentation, as they call it, yes, we were one of the great, 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 great grandparents of aloe vera plant. Interesting, I said. Can cactus be used as medicine? Okay, let's go back to that being aloe vera plant, a great, 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 great grandparent. So there was, we have discussed this in this show when I had a conversation with one of the big aloe vera plants, and I asked the aloe vera plant how aloe vera came to be. And the aloe vera plant said there was this time in the history. I think this is the plant reality or plant world or plant kingdom reality, where there was a time in human history where we really experimented with plants. So either it is humans or some species that were here before us who did those things, I don't know. But they always talk about this great experimentation, you know, that they experimented a lot with plants, and they mix like in the lab, not necessarily from on the farm, but they keep mixing plants to see, to give birth to these other ones. So in that, in quotation, great experimentation was when they mix a lot of plants, cactus plants, different varieties to make aloe vera. And aloe vera was giving birth to at that time of that experimentation to get what we have as aloe vera today. That's what the aloe vera said. So I didn't go into details about that. So I went straight to the medicine. And then I asked, can cactus be used as medicine? And the plant said, it depends on the type. Yes, we have many families. Some are gummy, like sticky. Some are medicinal. I see. I said, now, yes, some cactus are medicinal, and some are like gum. Now, that gum, okay, so after this show, after this session, I went to Google cactus, and I saw, of course, I knew there were varieties of cactus, but I didn't know that there are so many varieties of cactus. I was surprised when I saw them. And then there's this one I saw that I knew when I was growing up in Nigeria, Jos, in the middle of Nigeria. In this part of Nigeria, there is this people we call the Biromites. There are Birom people. They are part of the Jos people in Jos. Jos is a state in Nigeria, and they are of different ethnic groups. And there's this ethnic group, I think it's the most they are more in population in Jos. They call them the Birom. They are the Biroms. Okay, they speak Birom language, so they call them Birom. And these Birom people, they use this kind of cactus. Now I know that plant is cactus, okay? At the time, I have no idea because I was a child, and I didn't hear anybody call the plant name. Maybe there's a name they call it in the language, but I don't understand the language. And maybe there's a name they call it in Hausa language, but I didn't get that. So I grew up knowing it as Birom people's plant. They use it as a fence. Oh God, my head is aching. They use it as a fence, and it's this plant. The way they plant it, they put them together to make fence. Okay, so they always fence their compounds with this cactus, and this cactus plant, this type. I don't know the type. I didn't really go into it to see what exactly it is called. Now, this cactus kind of plant, it has a very white liquid, and this liquid is very sticky. So I remember anytime we're coming back from school, you know, we play a lot, and we play with our books. So we play with our books, and our books get bad. And then, so we use this liquid from the plant to put our books together, like to paste them, to paste our textbooks or our writing books. You know, after playing, we go there, we cut from the fence, because they use it as fence, and then we take the liquid to put up our books to, you know, to paste our books together. And I remember we always say, let's go to Birom people's compound to get this liquid, so we work with it. Or when we have some handcraft, we use them as paste, as gum, to, you know, for paper, and it worked. It worked. So I just know that as Birom people's plant. Like, I have no idea that this thing is also a family of cactus. Very green, you know. And every time I travel back to Jos, the moment I see this plant, I'm like home. I feel like I'm coming back home, because that's my childhood home. Anyway, that's just, now I know that this is one of the families of cactus family, okay? So when the plant said some are gummy, like sticky, my mind went there. I was like, okay, this is it. And then when I Googled it, I saw that this is part of it. All right, so, and then I said, oh, I see. And then I asked, how long has the cactus been on Earth? And the plant said, I can't say, but it is one of the oldest types of plants. It grows both in the forest and in the desert. It is very old, very old. Okay? So that is about cactus. So when I went to Google, this is what I saw. I got this from a website called www.unusualseeds.net. And you'll find this under the topic, A Good Guide to Desert and Forest Cactus. Now remember, it says it grows both in forest and in a desert. So when I saw that, I'm like, let me check it out. Okay, so I'm going to read from this website just a small quote. So I'm quoting the website now. It said, cacti are generally split into two groups, these being desert cacti and forest cacti. both of these plants grow, both of these plant groups have the same ability to store water within their leaves, stems, and sometimes roots. This modification enables the plants to survive in very hot, dry, or steamy, humid environments where a normal plant may die. Okay? So cacti die hard. They don't die easily. They can thrive in any environment. Okay? And they're very easy to maintain, actually. All right. So then I said, okay, thank you. And then I went on to start asking the being in the plant questions about planet. All right. So tell me, I said, where are you from? And then the plant said, I am here now, but I was originally from a very small planet that looks earthly, but it is not inhabited yet. How do you mean not inhabited yet? I asked. And then the plant said, I mean, there isn't a life form as you know it. No plant, no vegetation, no animals, nothing of that sort. It is what you call empty, in quotation. But it is not empty. There is life there, but no intelligence like humanoid or insectoid. Nothing like that. It is just spacey with nothing, nothing, but something alive that makes the planet what it is. It is alive with life, with life activities going on without the control of any species. Species as you know it. It is empty but alive. Like life in emptiness. Like when you say, in quotation, there is life in space or emptiness. Oh, I see, I exclaim. The emptiness is the life, you mean? I asked. Okay. Like when you look into a space, it continues. You see energies. Yes, I said. Now this is me. I, Gloria. When I look into space, I see colors. I call them dots. I see different dots of colors, that's what I call it. And I have been seeing this since I was a child. And I see this every time I look into space. I see these different colors of small, tiny dot things that are moving in different directions, different colors, blue, red, green, pink, yellow, even though I was colorblind. When I was growing up, I didn't know these things. I just knew they were colors, but I didn't know what they called them. I always see this since I was a child. And I thought that it is normal for everyone. That it's normal. Everyone sees it. That was my thought, that everyone sees it. I never thought that anything was wrong with my eyes. I never thought that anything was wrong with my eyes. I didn't think it that way. You know, I thought it's normal. I thought everyone sees it. Okay? Until 2015, when I saw on internet, somebody said how to see energy. So I clicked on it on YouTube. Okay? And this person was describing or teaching the viewers how to see energy. And when I saw that, I was surprised because I have been seeing that. And I thought, oh, this is what they call energy? If this is what is energy, I've been seeing this since I was a child and I see it always. And I thought it's normal. So that means not everyone sees it. That, to me, was surprising that it is not everyone that sees that. Okay? So, and then aura, you know, aura. And then I saw another one, it said how to see aura. And then I click on it. First, I learned about aura, and then I learned about how to see aura. And then when I looked, when I watched the YouTube channel, I was like, this is what they call aura. I've been seeing this all my life. I've been seeing these colors on people's body, this light in people's. See, it's very difficult to hit a person when you see this light in a person's body, like just on the English now, just after the body, you see one very small, tiny, transparent one, and then you start seeing colors, okay? And the more I look at a person and listen to a person and watch a person, I see these colors. And then how they said it on the YouTube is that they started explaining what the color means, and I got confused because I see different colors. Like you see a dance of yellow color, and right after the yellow one, there's a pink. And although I don't see beyond 2 to 3 different colors, okay? So I was confused because I didn't know that I still don't get it, that you can see, you know, one color, okay? No, I don't see one color. I see different, okay? And then they said you can actually interpret the colors, and I started going into interpreting it, and then I lost interest. Why would I want to interpret anybody's aura? You know, I just lost interest. And then they say you can tell when somebody is sick, when somebody is lying, through the aura. And honestly, it was exhausting for me. I refused to go into it, and I still don't feel like going into it. When I see it, I see it. And I noticed that when I concentrate and start looking at people's aura, I fall in love with them. So I stopped. I stopped doing that. You know, no matter how ugly a person might look, just see that light, you forget that somebody is what they call ugly. So call somebody ugly is difficult for me because I see that, and I love white walls, because it's when somebody is standing behind against a white wall, that's when I see it. So when they said that is aura, I'm like, oh, that's aura, you know. Anyway, so when the plant started giving me instruction to imagine these things, as we go on reading, you will see I was imagining it. So because it's my experience, okay, it's my life, it's my experience, it's something I'm used to. So the plant was able to help me understand what its planet looks like. So let's just follow me. If you see colors, you will understand what this plant is saying, okay? If you don't, just know that it exists, even in our planet, okay? All right, now let's go on. So it said, like when you look into space, you see energies. And I said, yes. And he said, and you see them in different colors, playing and moving from place to place without any specific direction. And I said, yes. And the plant said, well, this planet is like that, but in the dark. And then he said, imagine seeing these activities in the dark. Oh, I see, I exclaimed. This is how the planet is? I asked. Yes. Now imagine that in a large space. Now, as the plant is telling me, I am doing it, okay? And then I imagine that in a large space, these colors in a large space in the dark. Okay. So in reality, I did it. In my bedroom, I turn off the light, but you see, it's full moon. So, and apart from that, it's in this part of the world, it's hardly dark. Hardly. Where I come from, when it's night, it gets dark. When the power is cut, of course, you see darkness. Otherwise, these days, you hardly see pitch dark. So, you use a blindfold, I use the blindfold and really close my eyes to see the dark. And when I did that, I was able to see the same thing that I see during the daytime in space. I saw that in the dark, exactly the same. One is in space daytime, the other one is in the dark in the night. Okay, it's the same thing. So when the plant said, You see it like nothing at first, but when your eyes are accustomed to it, you begin to see the colors dancing and moving with no specific direction. And I said, yes. Okay? All right. This is how my planet is like. Now, imagine only those different colors in individual consciousness, as individual consciousnesses. The red as an individual consciousness from the yellow, blue, green, and so on. Now, what it meant is this. Each of these things I call dots that are colors, these different colors that are moving in different direction and, without any specific control. They're just moving, and fast, too, moving. Now, it said, just take one of these dot color, let's say red. Now, this one red is an individual consciousness from another color, which is blue or yellow or another red. Each dot is a different individual. Okay? And then he said these individuals are experiencing life differently in their individuality. Okay? Oh, I hope you get it. And I exclaimed, I said, oh, wow, just as they are. And the plant said, yes, as they are. See how they move in every direction? And I said, yes. They are moving. They are having their experiences in this space. This is life in itself. Got that? That means as each of them is moving, they are experiencing life in their individuality. Okay? So each dot is different from the other. So even if they are the same red, but they are different individuals. And they are experiencing life in their individual ways. Okay? All right. And then I said, how are they experiencing it? Is it fun? And the plant said, it depends. For me, I wanted something different. So I decided to see or experience life in other spaces. Being in that state is very liquid or fluid, as you call it. Yes, you can move a lot. Yes, you can experience life in movements. But you would be curious. Consciousness is always curious. Is it like boring? I asked. And then the plant said, it depends. Were you bored? I asked. I don't know if I was or wasn't, it said. I just got curious to move a lot to other experiences. And one part of my experiences is here. And having exchange with you is another type of experience. So I guess this means that experiencing life as a plant on Earth is one experience. And then conversing with a human being adds to the earthly experience of this plant. Okay? I think that's what it meant. And then the plant said, I have questions. Of course, I have questions about that life, the experience of that individuality of each dot, of each color in that darkness. I said, let's stick with the planet. Now, I didn't go into the experience of it because I know that is a deeper level and I was not ready for that. So I said, let's stick to the planet. You said the planet is dark. Yes, dark. Dark in that the darkness is huge and the different colors make up the darkness, said the plant. Okay, wait, I said. I think I'm getting this, but colors make up darkness. Isn't that strange? I mean, humanly speaking, it's strange. It's dark, and you see colors, and these colors make up the darkness. You know? We just your human mind, you go cuckoo. Above is like, what? And I said, and I asked, what does that really mean? And then the plant said, just as colors make up the different shades of light that you see, well, your chemistry has a kind of human explanation to that. But the colors that make up light also make up darkness, depending on what. Now, it started looking for words. And I tell you, we could not find a word. There's no word in my storage vocabulary for the plant to use. There was no word in my vocabulary, even in my subconscious, in my intelligence. I think there's no word. We could not find a word, all right? So the plant said, I don't have a word for it. And then he said, that thing that I cannot word causes it to make light. And another version of that thing causes it to make darkness. In my planet of origin, meaning the planet from where I came and from where other parts of me exist, that planet, that thing that causes these colors to make darkness, okay? So in that planet, that thing we don't have a word for, that's why I said some of you will understand this more than I do. Some of you might be able to express it better than I do if you understand what I mean. I'm sure you. Some people do, because I've experienced it. I've witnessed this thing with some other people in a channel, and somebody was able to explain it in such a way that I understood it, and I was like, yeah. Some people, because of their level of awareness, they can understand these things, and they have better words to explain it, okay? So bear with me, all right? So the plant continued. The plant said, therefore, in human terms, my planet is dark, 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 darkness, only black darkness, okay? And I said, wow, I exclaimed, wow. Nothing more but darkness? And the plant said, every life that exists there exists in the dark. It is its way of existing. Do shadow people come from there? Because I've heard of shadow people, and I've experienced shadow people too. If you listen to my first show was an interview Nicole did with me, and we talked about a dark entity that I saw on my bedside when I was a child, and that thing was so dark and tall, so tall, I didn't see the head, but we had a conversation, I think it was giving me instruction or so, and that made me to go into hypnosis, I went for quantum hypnosis healing technique, that's QHHT, developed by Dolores Cannon, to really investigate that, okay? Nicole asked me if it is benevolent, and I said yes. I don't know if I actually said yes, but maybe I felt yes, but I didn't say yes. But that was what I intended. Now, as a child, I never told anyone about it then, because dark in human culture is associated with bad things and evil things, never benevolent beings. So I was smart enough as a child to keep my mouth shut. When I read one of Dolores Cannon's book, The Convoluted Universe, a client of hers talked about these beings that look like shadows. Now, if I remember correctly, this is what I call shadow people. They are benevolent in my experience and some other people's experiences that I have read about. Okay? So, human beings, it is not all evil and doom. Okay? Some of these entities are... this is how they exist, okay? there are energies that make up black matter, okay? And these energies have consciousness. They are not necessarily evil. It depends on how your human perception is. It depends on your programming. It depends on your conditioning. It depends on your experience. So it depends on what you are projecting, okay? It depends on you as a human being. So the thing is what it is. In my experience, it is benevolent. Okay, so then, now let's continue my time. And then when I asked if shadow people are from that planet, the plant said, there are no humanoids, nor any of this kind of intelligence there. No shadow people. Shadow people have a form, which is true. Here, nothing has a defined form. It is formless. Lots of movement, but formless. Just imagine formlessness in darkness. I can imagine darkness in nothingness in space. Okay, when they say space is dark, I can imagine that. And the plant said, that's close enough. But this is my planet. It is not space, space, space. It is a planet, a solid planet in space. We have life form, but no form. That's why I say life, just like, that's why I said life, just life dancing formlessly in a planet. Okay, I can only imagine as far as my imagination can go, I said. Can the planet be inhabited, I asked. And Cactus said, it depends if the planet wants to be inhabitable. I don't know if the planet wants to be inhabitable. Of course, what we mean is if it wants to inhabit intelligence, okay, like humans, humanoids, or those other species. And then I said, you sound like you are talking about the soul of the planet. Okay, I don't know where this one came from, but I understood something. I don't know where I got this from, but I got it that every planet has a soul. Okay, and I just know that every planet has a soul, and every planet has a consciousness, and these consciousnesses decide on what they want to do with the energy to form the planet or not, you know. And then the plant said, yes, that's what I'm talking about. I am but one individual life in it. There are many others, but the soul of the planet decides on what it would like to experience. All right, I know this is might sound confusing, but I will advise that you read the book The Kabbalion, a study of the hermit philosophy of ancient Egypt and Greece by three initiates. In The Kabbalion, there's the principle of the seven hermit principles, and there is the principle of mentalism, the principle of correspondence, the principle of vibration, the principle of polarity, the principle of rhythm, the principle of cause and effect, the principle of gender, okay? Now, that book, read it from cover to cover, so you understand these things, at least you understand something, okay? Because when he said, I don't know where that thing came from, the planet has a soul, it does. Every planet has, like, human soul that decide this and that. This is deep, okay? But this is a seed I'm planting. Okay, so read this so you just have an understanding. Okay, I think I have to end this conversation now. I'm sorry, I have only 6 minutes to go. I have to end this conversation. But let's just stop here. On our next show, we will continue from here, okay? And, we will continue from here. All right? Okay, so about the black, the dark planet, there's a place on... I went to the internet to check after the show, after the session. I went to check this on the internet. And from the many things that I read, I found this. And the topic is blacker than black. And you will find this on exoplanet.nasa.gov. Okay? NASA has something to say about this. Now, from everything that I have checked, I've also Googled other astronomers' website, and, well, black hole or planet is a subject of argument there. So please make your own research, all right? All right, then. So I'm not going to conclude this. I'm just going to finish it here, and then we'll finish the whole thing next on our next show. Okay, but let me quote something from Nikola Tesla. Again, Nikola Tesla said, the day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of its existence. Thank you for tuning in for today's show. Our next show will be in next 2 weeks. Yeah, in 2 weeks' time, with another interesting conversation with our elemental friends, plant. I'll finish this show, this one, and then we'll start a new one, okay? I'll try and make it short. Apart from News for the Soul website, you can also find me on my website at www.gloriaterry.com. If you have questions, kindly send me an email, please, via my website. Remember, energy follows thought, and your love has an impact. This is Gloria Terry, and I wish you love, happiness, and good health. Do have a pleasant time. Take care of yourself, and good night from Germany. Happy full moon. Love light.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.